In 2018, the Peoria Fire Department could be down a truck and 11 firefighters. That's if a city budget proposal gets council approval this month. Firefighters worry the cuts threaten public safety, particularly to residents on the north side. This comes as the department is already short on some fundamental resources and amenities. Station number 4, situated on the south side, has a certain smell.
It stinks in here from the sewage gas.
That's firefighter Nick Anderson, who's been at this station, affectionately called the Four House, for about 5 years. He's in the garage where the fire trucks are housed and where firefighters suit up when a call comes in. Anderson points over to a drainage grate in the concrete floor.
And that's probably where the smell comes from. There's a film on top of it that every day we wash our machines, wash the floors down, keep the bay clean. And anytime we start that water up and it starts going in the drain, it kicks that smell up and you smell the sewage.
There's also a coating of black soot on the walls from the diesel exhaust. The urinals upstairs leak urine to the second floor. Also, a bedroom ceiling leaks when it rains. Anderson says the guys joke that people who start at the Four House get a 2-week cold and then build up immunity to just about anything. But despite its flaws, he's quick to say he's not complaining.
The guys that work here love working here. This is a special breed of like firefighters that are going to work at this house. There are certain people that don't come down here because of the conditions of the house. We like it. We're busy. We like running the calls down here. We like the people down here. But yeah, we don't complain, but it's just, it gets old after year, you've put in requests for things to get fixed. Nothing gets fixed.
Firefighters at the Four House say the growing list of about 40 tabled upgrades isn't their biggest concern. Another firefighter, Nate Rice, says the number one priority is public safety. Clearly, he says, it comes with the vocation.
Because of our nature and because of our job and because of who we are and what we do, we don't want to see that safety jeopardized, you know, not only for us, but for the citizens that we serve. I mean, nobody wants to see that safety jeopardized.
Rice and his team say the city's proposal to mothball Ladder Truck 14 would put additional strain on their station. They say taking that truck out of service would increase the response time to the north side from 8 minutes to 15. On the other hand, the cuts that include not fulfilling 11 vacancies would save the city an estimated $1.1 million. Proponents of the reductions also argue that a large number of dispatch calls aren't emergencies. During a budget session earlier this week, City Manager Patrick Urich told the council only 3% of the calls that come in are fire-related.
Nearly 9% of the calls are for falls where it's literally a public assist, where somebody's fallen down and we're picking them up. There's calls where we're showing up if somebody's sick or if there's a medical alarm that has gone off.
The firefighters point to a term used by emergency responders called the golden hour. It's the first hour following a traumatic injury, and it's considered the most critical window of time for a successful rescue or medical treatment. That's why they say the difference between having that fire truck and taking it out of service is a matter of life and death. City Council could vote on the matter as soon as Tuesday. I'm Cass Harrington.